This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about Hopewell, Slick Rick, and then we dive into some of our favorite tiki drinks over at Lost Lake and Three Dots and a Dash. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
Summer is dwindling away, Nick.
Dude, I'm seeing Oktoberfest parties and back to school shit, and I want no parts.
Pumpkin beers.
Dude, I want no parts of this shit at all.
It's a sad day.
Oh, man.
But.
Yeah, we're rolling into August, so pretty soon it's going to be fall. Fall is good.
Fall's okay.
Fall ain't summer.
No. No. But the hoodies are nice. I like
hoodies.
Yeah, but. Don't like that cold, but we're not here talking about the weather. We're here talking about beer. We still got plenty of months to drink session ales, pale ales, IPAs. Actually, you can drink those all year, as you know from drinking barley wines.
I'm telling you, it's starting to blur. I feel like now it's all
they're not beer seasons anymore.
Right now, you can just kind of drink what you want when you want.
We still can't drink that Russian Imperial Stout on a 90 degree day. I'm not.
Because at Dark Matters party, it was about that. It was like 5 p.m. It was super hot, and Deeth's Cafe was on.
Yeah.
And I took a pass, even though it's really good.
Yeah.
I took a pass. I just couldn't.
Because you need like hydration.
Yeah.
And a syrup is not going to help you. But this week, Nick's finishing off a Tropic Hero that we were drinking last week, but then
it's giving me life, Brad.
We got cans of the Swift IPA from Hopewell.
Dude, I haven't been to Hopewell in a while, man.
This is their newest beer in cans, so it's really nice to see them doing other things. They had that Clover that you can get in cans, which is like a sour beer that not really digging personally, but I know people like it.
Yeah.
But this is a great offering from them. It's a 6.8% real IPA, like classic IPA, much more like a pale ale than an IPA, really.
Except for that, it's almost 7%. But yeah, you're talking about just the notes.
Yeah,
how it looks and tastes.
And the flavor, it's not a hop bomb. It's not a punch in the face with those hop notes. It's like, especially, maybe it's my palate a little bit. Like maybe I've just been wrecked for so long that... A 7% IPA is like, that's just a pale ale. But yeah,
it's clean, modern design with the black on silver and yellow on the can.
A bunch of their beers were coming in little boxes. This was in like a six pack kind of, classic snap top thing. So I wonder if they'll move this into the boxes because they seem go a little more elaborate with their packaging. What do you think? First sip.
You said it all when you said it. Yeah, it's actually not as it's a little more reserved than the Tropic Hero as far as the fruity hops go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's a step. Yeah, I like the bitterness on it actually.
So. Yeah, I think we talked about the Tropic Hero being a traditional IPA. I don't. It's such a weird thing to say now, like a classic IPA.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this. This has that dryness in the Swift IPA, sort of at the end, but it doesn't like punch you in the face or, I don't know, dry out your palate too much. But I dig it.
Yeah.
It's nice. Cool. Well, we're going to sip on these and chat about our past drinking adventures. Mine included a trip to Hopewell.
You made it to Hopewell.
I think having the beer in my fridge and I had drank. We only have three. I had drank three of them already.
I drank three before you got here.
Yeah. I was like, damn, I should go to Hopewell and see what they have. Like, this beer is really good. And I went over there Sunday afternoon. Place was packed, which was nice to see. But I found a spot at the bar. I had a couple beers. And, yeah, just nice offerings from them. I had a wheat ale and another, I think, pale ale, and both really good. They do those session pale ales, low ABV IPAs, like, really well.
I'm a big fan of their space. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't get it initially until they held a party with, I want to say, Nico Asteria. And then I understood what they were trying to do. It's like, you know, like the old school saloon where, like, you know, yeah, we keep it simple during the day. And then when it's time to party, then you unleash, like, why we have the space like this. Right, you know, okay. So,
because you went for a dinner.
Yeah, it was like it was like a 5-course beer dinner. It was actually really good. Yeah, okay. And they have a ton of space downstairs. I think I want to say they got, like, 30 barrel fermenters downstairs. Like, sneaky, big production down there. Mm-hmm.
But going over there, that strip of Milwaukee is getting intense.
Oh, dude, and this is like the fourth or fifth brewery in Logan.
Yeah, but just like the amount of places that are over there now, there's like a burger beer bar down the street.
The walk-in is across the street. Mm-hmm. What's the pizza joint at the corner of Diversity that's next door to a Slashy. The name's escaping, but that's really the first. That's the first. Crown Liquors. Mm-hmm. Crown Liquors is right there.
So it's becoming a pretty good spot, pretty good street from basically all of Milwaukee, really. It's kind of getting nuts. Good luck drinking your way down that street. Cool. So that was really my only stop. I did pop into Revolution for a beer.
Right on. Anything good on there, Rev?
I can't even remember what I had. I could check my check-ins on Untappd, but it was good, and it was like in and out. Like, I had like 30, 45 minutes waiting for someone. I was like, oh, I'll just pop in and have a beer.
And you get to see the fist and all the different colors on the tap.
Yeah. So that was good, but that was my week.
Right on.
Really? How about you? Would you make it out to?
Man, you know, I ended up south. I went to Hyde Park for the for their block party. They do the Silver Room. Silver Rooms used to be in Wicker Park. Now it's in Hyde Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do a block party every year, you know. And I wanted to go check it out because, well, you know, I wanted to see what the beer scene was like because this party is really big.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Jolly Pumpkin's down there. So the first thing I did was went to Jolly Pumpkin.
Okay.
You know, and I got the Creek because we've been talking about, you know, these wild ales.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then what pissed me off was that, like, you can order beer at Jolly Pumpkin, but you can't take Jolly Pumpkin's beer into the fest, even though Jolly Pumpkin is smack in the middle of this party.
Oh, really?
This is a block party that runs from, like, 52nd down to, like, maybe 57th, right?
Okay.
Massive block party. And, you know, everybody's there, but Big Beer. I think Big Beer won out, man. Their contracts are in place, so it's like you get the Jack Daniel's Tennessee experience and the honey whiskey experience. And then you get another one where they're selling like cans of rosé and MGD and Rolling Rock and all this bullshit.
That's surprising because something like Andersonville, the Midsummerfest, mm-hmm. like there's a couple liquor stores like that are in that street. And I know back in the day we would just like get a backpack and fill it up with beer and go into this fest because they're not really checking your bags because you could live there kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those places just like embrace the idea like, hey, I'm a bar here. I'll give you a plastic cup. Yeah. And you can go out on the street.
I was hoping for that.
Like, because there's no reason not to. Like, you're going to – people want to come in for your beer and they want to like go check out the fest. Like, this is great for you.
This all makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying makes total sense to me. That is not how it went down. So I was a little – for sure with that. The party was good.
Okay.
But yeah, I think if you have a brewery in downtown Hyde Park, you got to fix it. So like Rolling Rock shouldn't be selling their beer and you can't sell your beer.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was the only thing I was bummed out about.
How was the Creek?
It was all right.
Not.
It was not my jam.
Not Goose Island.
But yeah, because I was going up to Dovetail to get their Creek. And then, so I was like, well, man, I'll just do a little creek tour. You know, I'll start here with their creek. The La Roja du Creek.
La Roja,
which is Flanders Red. Yeah. So it was good, man. You know, like caramel notes, you know, mm-hmm. nice acidity. Mm. It wasn't bad. I'm not dissing it. It wasn't bad. It was fine. It was a fine beer. Yeah. I'm kind of over these bars. Not bars. These breweries, you know, charging, you know, $8-$9 for beer, too. Kind of. Maybe that was it.
It was like one glass.
Right. Maybe I'm just kind of over that too.
Yeah.
I'm a grumpy old man though.
The beer got expensive. The days of Haymarket's like $4 or $5 pints. I think pints of Haymarket might still be $4. Like that's hard pressed to find a beer for $5 anymore.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I think those days are over. They share a space. I want to know more about their connection to this North Peak Brewing.
Yeah.
So, you know, all their stuff is like wood aged, you know, sour and Belgian stuff, essentially, the Jolly Pumpkin
kind of
Boys.
Funky.
Yeah, a lot of funky stuff. But there's a lot of taps dedicated to North Peak Brewing. There's some kind of connection there, and they're doing this at all these locations where Jolly Pumpkin's popping up now with the pizza concept. So.
Yeah, I think that's just their non-sour line. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Hubbard's Cove and Unani kind of thing. Like,
that's true.
We need to break that up, but if you just know us for sours, you're only going to ever come here for sours, right? Or so we need to separate that name so you know what you're getting, I think.
Now that you put it like that, it makes a little more sense.
Like that. Some people can do it well, like Goose Island can do it, where like they kind of blend that line a little bit, where people are like, oh, I know it's IPA, and I know that one's sour.
Yeah.
Other people break it up, like, what is it, Side Project and Perennial?
Yeah, well, Perennial, it might be different now, but Perennial brewed at Side Project.
Yeah.
It was one of the Side Project, one of the Perennial brewers.
Yeah.
That just started,
I think it was his brother, right?
Something, yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
And then he just started his own thing.
Yeah. So, and it was kind of a different kind of style, so you kind of don't steal that audience, but you add to it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, good party, though, and I'm glad I got to try the creek, too.
Yeah, nice. And then you made it to the other side of the city, really.
Man, like, beautiful Evisa, E-Town. E-Town, they're calling it.
All right. I might be up there this weekend. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I went up to Evanston to see the cool kids at Slick Rick, man. Mm-hmm. Dude, I don't know, man. So the Great Adventures of Slick Rick came out when I was 12. So, you know, we're right down front. We're like yelling. We know everywhere and every song. Like, we're those guys. I think that's where I got sick at fucking Slick Rick.
Because
it was raining that day. But yeah, man, this was a party and a half. So it's the 10th anniversary for Evanston Space. Space is the concert hall about a mile away.
Okay.
Right? But they can only fit 250 people in there. So to celebrate their anniversary, they're doing these pop-up parties at Temperance.
Okay.
So because you can fit, and we went to Temperance. They told me the last time I checked in was with you in 2014 when we did the show with Claudia. Oh, but you could put 1,000 people in the Temperance parking lot.
Whoa.
Right. And then so it was like a no-brainer. It's like, well, let's do it there instead of doing it at this other place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Margaritas. And then, of course, Temperance beer.
Margaritas?
They were selling margaritas. So we got sauced up on a couple rounds of Margies.
Okay.
And then we hit what? They had their standard offerings. You know what was weird, man? Like, you know, I'm scoping the place out. And on tap the day before, they got a black IPA on. And then they got Mike Meets Right, their barrel-aged stout. They got two of them. The original Mike Meets Right and the vanilla version. So I'm like, bring it on. I'm like, I'm telling her, I'm like, yo, we got to get there like 2 hours in advance because we're gonna get after it.
Yeah.
With these fucking beers. And then we get there, and those beers are off in favor of their, like, main line offerings.
They figured people are there just for the band. Why have these things that are kind of beer geek beers?
I guess, right? And,
yeah.
I was like, yo, come on.
Yeah.
I've been here 4 years, man.
You know me.
So Gatecrasher, Disco Nap was a session IPA.
Oh, okay.
Escapist, and then Greenwood Beach, which is the Pineapple Blonde.
Yeah. I haven't had Disco Nap.
Me either.
You didn't even try it then?
No, I went Greenwood Beach and Escapist, and then we just rolled in Margie's the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always get the Greenwood Beach is a confusing name to me because I think the Beechwood Blonde. Like, it's a Pineapple Blonde.
I've heard, who makes Beechwood Blonde?
Didn't we just have it? The Crystal Lake?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I get confused, but yeah. Greenwood Beach is the beach in Evanston.
Yeah, and this is the first time we learned that the Chiquita Banana folks actually also make pineapple, because when we were there, there's these big-ass drums of pineapple with the Chiquita sticker on them.
Who would have known?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good party. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, come on, Slick Rick. And Slick Rick at a brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. That's pretty neat. I like Slick Rick, but I'm not a diehard fan to go, like... the style of rap is—it's unique. You have to like that, right? And it's a little risque. Right?
Yeah, and he comes out in his full, you know, '80s regalia.
Oh, he did. Okay.
With all the gold chains, diamond studded fucking eye patch, and he just—he's
like way old.
He's 53. Like... He's 53, but he's still dressing the same way. Yeah. So it was cool. It was like good, clean fun, man.
Yeah.
You know. I dug it. I thought it was fun.
How was a big turnout for
it? It was full because we left kind of early because it got to rain a little bad. So we didn't understand how many people were there until it was time to leave a little early.
And you turned around and you're like, well.
And I'm like, give me your hand. And then we're dragging it through, through all this whole crowd, you know.
That's all. I feel like, yeah, if you like Slick Rick in any way, like, you got to take advantage of the opportunity, right?
Because, dude, his, The Great Adventures of Slick Rick is really, like, on the short list of best debut albums in rap.
Yeah.
Probably ever, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know.
I do like the concept album stuff, and he did that well.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun, man.
Nice. And then the Cool Kids, I feel like that was just thrown into, like, tie-in local.
Yeah, because they're from Chicago.
Chicago and Detroit, right? One guy's Chicago, one guy's Detroit.
Yeah, so we were talking about Black Mags earlier, and then we were talking about, well, Pennies on the Ground was a song that was on the NBA 2K8 soundtrack.
Okay.
Yeah, but they didn't perform that.
Okay.
Or maybe they missed. Maybe I was getting a beer.
Yeah, I only know that Bake Sale EP.
Yeah, the Bake Sale EP. Yeah. So Black Mags and then Jinglin. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway. I was about to start beatboxing, but I'm like, that's stupid. I should just, yeah.
Nice.
But yeah. Concerts at breweries, man. Because, you know, Run the Jewels was at Goose Island on like a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm scrolling on my IG and I'm looking at all these fuckers checking in at the warehouse and Run the Jewels is there. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what? You know, so the concept of, like, acts at breweries is, you know, I get excited about that.
For sure, yeah. Nice. Sounds like a pretty solid weekend for you. Anything else?
That was it, man. I'm old, man. That is all I did.
Well, if you got sick, too.
And, yeah, and then I got sick at the Secret Concert.
Chill.
Singing Mona Lisa in the rain. You got fucking sick.
Well, there are a couple events coming up that are worth checking out. What's on the calendar? What do we got?
Yeah, man, let's talk about this Thursday. That's the 26th. It's BCS Thursday at Clybourne.
Is that a thing?
Like, that's the thing. It's BCS Thursday.
Said it like it's like it's Taco Tuesday. Of course, it's BCS Thursday.
You know, Taco Tuesday, BCS Thursday. Yeah, so when you talk to the Goose guys, they were excited about taking over the pub. Because the pub, if you're a Goose Island brewer at Fulton,
yeah,
it's confusing to you that, you know, the Clybourne is its own thing and the production facility is a different thing. That's confusing for some people.
Yeah.
So they were excited. So now they get to do shit like this where it's all under the same umbrella. So Thursday the 26th, they're doing the original Vanilla Rye from 2014, Bourbon County Rare.
Is this the original Vanilla Rye? Is it the old Vanilla Rye or do they remake it?
No. I said Vanilla Rye. I meant to say the original Vanilla from 2014.
Is it that or did they remake it?
No.
It's just like bottles?
It's bottles. Bottles of Vanilla 2014.
Okay. Yeah. But I'd rather. It's good. I don't know. Does it hold up?
I don't know. It's been 4 years.
Yeah. I would want fresh.
Yeah. You almost want to go Vanilla Rye, right? Because I was less a little younger.
Yeah, but... Okay.
I'm curious about the Backyard Rye.
Anyway, hold on. I cut you off on the lineup.
No, Backyard Rye, Coffee, 16, Templeton Rye. They seem to have an endless supply of Templeton Rye everywhere I go, whether it's like a Whirly Ball, no matter where I go. If I'm downtown, at a hotel, they got Templeton. Everywhere I go, they got Templeton Rye 13 on deck. They got a ton of that shit.
That's why I know we talk about it, and you go and seek these bottles out often around that time. But you don't really go wait in the hour-long overnight lines.
Maybe. You
know, maybe. For Bourbon County.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think you could just not wait. There's so much of it, right? You will try all these multiple times if you live in Chicago before you die.
You really don't. Yeah, you're right, because, like, I've had it at Monk's Pub twice since Black Friday. All of them, right?
Right.
And now you can go here and get them. You don't really, you know, unless you have to do it because the only time you drink these beers are at Bottle Shares and you have to bring one. If you're not doing that, you don't have to stand in line for Black Friday. If you live in Chicago, you can get every beer they make.
They pop up at, like, Fishman's always had, like, randomly. Beer Bistro would always have one that they just, like, it's a stout Saturday kind of thing.
It's true.
People just have these beers, especially these bars now that need to compete with all these brew pubs and these brewery-only releases. It's like, look at this. We got Vanilla Rye from 2012.
Yeah,
it's like, how do you have that?
You were talking about, what was it, Sunday, after I was completely spent and, you know, sitting on my couch. I'm like, Fishman's is tapping Backyard Rye at noon.
Right.
I'm like, huh? I'm like, we should go over there. I didn't go, but, Yeah.
So you check that out on Thursday, though.
That sounds Thursday.
At the Goose Island Pub.
Yeah, that's at Clybourne.
Nice. Yeah. I'm sure those pours are, you know, a little pricey, too.
Yeah, some of the stuff you have to drink on premise, too. Mm-hmm. So you're probably looking at, like, shit, for vanilla rye. I'm sorry, I keep calling it vanilla rye. For 2014 BCS vanilla, you might be looking at, like, a $50 play. You might be looking at, like,
you got to buy a bottle? You can't.
I think you got to buy a bottle. These are bottles. 11 a.m., rare 15 and vanilla 14, those are bottles.
Oh, I
everything else is on tap.
Come on, Goose Island, do it like all these wineries do. Like, I just want a glass, and you open a bottle, give me a little pour.
Yes.
Everyone's gonna go through. Everyone wants a little pour, but people don't want to spend $50.
I don't want to spend $50. I want to try it.
So give me an 8-ounce pour. Open the bottle.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, treat it like a glass of wine, right?
Because one of the worst feelings I ever had was at Twisted Spoke. They had what did they have? They had Alpha Kong, which was like a quintuple version of Alpha King. It was like a Belgian quad. It was something. Yeah. Anyway, it's like fucking 20% beer, and I was forced to buy the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, I'm like, well, I want to try this beer. I love the artwork, and I'm never gonna see this beer again. So I tried it, and it was one of the worst decisions I ever made because you feel bad. You open up a bottle, and now you got to, like, drink the whole thing.
Yeah. So big. Yeah. You need a party of at least two, but three probably, right? You need a friend.
Yeah, you do need a friend. Yeah, so that's Thursday.
All right, cool.
Thursday. Friday is the 8th annual Malort and Chi Beer Festival, man.
All right.
That's up in, what is that, Petalongs?
All right. I thought you were just going to say at. Off color. That's up there. Off color.
Yeah. So that is what it sounds like. $3 for both shots of Malort, $3 for a cheap beer. I want to say last year at this thing, they tapped a keg of like Malort Barley's Dark Lord at this thing.
Okay.
I don't see any signs of that this year, but, you know, that's happening Friday.
Nice. What's the cheap beer lineup? What do you got? You got Old Style,
yes.
High Life,
Hams, Milwaukee's Best. These are hand selected here, by the way. Ice House, Mexicali, Ginny's Cream Ale. You ever heard of these?
Ginny's Cream Ale.
Rhinelander, Keystone Ice, Stroh's, Red Dog. Red Dog. Oh, my God.
I have friends that would buy. That was their, like, cheap party beer was Red Dog.
Hams. I want to say on one of our crawls after the show, I had a Hams and for the first time.
You had two Hams.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. At Hams. On this list, Hams is the one that I was most pleasantly excited about.
Nice.
Yeah, man. So that's Friday.
That's Friday, okay.
Also Friday is Barrel Massacre 4 out at 18th Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's their big barrel-aged Get Down in Hammond. That's a $50 ticket, 6 to 10 on Friday. Yeah, so that's when they just unleash all the stuff they got sitting in barrels.
Shit, okay. Yeah. Nice. Check that out. Just across the border.
Yeah.
Anything on Saturday? I got something for Sunday.
All right, Saturday, just July 28th, Bird City is taking over the Lawrence House. We got to get over to this Lawrence House, man.
Yeah, where is the Lawrence House?
You know, well, Brad, it's on Lawrence.
It's on Lawrence. It's got to be up north.
Yeah, I want to say like Lawrence and Halsted or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because like the what was it? The New Belgium Party.
Okay, a couple weeks ago, that's right.
They had a pregame event the night before where they were giving away bikes and a bunch of swag. They had it at the Lawrence House.
Mm-hmm.
Recently around the bend, had a takeover on their patio. Yeah, this is uptown, so you're probably talking like Broadway and Lawrence.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And the good folks at Bird City, who we've had on this show.
Yeah.
They will be there 4 p.m. on Saturday.
Nice. Check that out. Sunday, the 29th, this month is over.
Fuck.
There's a Three Floyds 90s Nick summer lot party. Like Nickelodeon, not like Nick Floyd.
Yeah, I'm like, huh? Okay.
Like summer 90s Nickelodeon summer lot party.
Right on.
So this is $5. Three Floyds will be taking over every tap to feature some of the rarest and fan favorites.
Dude, they got a lot of taps at headquarters.
Yeah.
Didn't we go to that? What did we go to at headquarters?
We went to the Firkin.
Yes.
Firkin Fest. This is bullshit. They're not. There's no way they're taking over every tap at that place.
There's taps downstairs. There's like 20 taps downstairs.
Yeah, there's at least 20 taps upstairs.
I mean, Floyd's has a lot of beer, though.
They do, but what, like five taps for Gumball Head? If they're taking over every tap.
You were talking about Apocalypse Cow before the show. Yeah, so. That's my jam. I like Apocalypse Cow.
Beer list includes Apocalypse Cow. Haven't had that in years. Like that milk stout. Von Monster. I don't know that beer. Shred Saison. I don't know that one. Zombie Dust. Gumball Head. Necron 99.
Yeah.
I haven't had that, but I've seen that. Yeah, okay. Alpha King. And more limited surprises. That's not enough beers to take over this tap, right?
I kind of want you to hit me with a little, you know, tease me with some barrel-aged behemoth. Our guy, Brian Boru. Hit me with some of that Brian Boru.
Yeah, it's too early for Brian Boru. Yeah, they wouldn't have. Okay. Brian Boru is the Irish. It's March, so they need a March. That's a March beer. Yeah. Apocalypse Cow. Maloco should be coming soon.
Like, Maloco, yeah. Hit me with some of the classics, early from Maloco. You know, no Robert the Bruce?
Yeah, where's the Bruce? He always shows up.
Even when you don't want him to.
Yeah, you didn't invite him, but he's there. But besides the...
Hit me with some, what was it? Pride and Joy? Hit me with Pride and Joy. Hit me with the English Mild Ale. Hit me with that.
Yeah.
Hit me with something. Remind, because Floyd's been around for 20 years. I want to get, you can get nostalgic with them. Yeah. You should bring back some of the classics if you're doing single tap.
The Nick thing they're going to have in the parking lot, they're going to have Double Dare challenges. They're going to be playing 90s Nickelodeon shows on the TVs. You can do slime filled face offs in rally and relay races and stuff like that. So it should be pretty fun. Like, headquarters is like leaning into the retro a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's no way Three Floyds are taking over all those taps. The tap takeover is dead.
Yeah. Now it's more of an invasion.
Yeah, it's invasion.
Yeah.
That's fine. We can settle on that. So those are some of the events coming up this week. How about the best thing you drank this week? Was there a standout beer that you had? It was definitely not that Creek from Jolly Pumpkin.
Yeah, and then they hit me with the dirty glass. I was like, yo.
I did see that picture.
Not only can I fucking not take this beer outside at a fest, but I can't. And I got to have this crappy glass. What did I drink, man? Shout out to Saint Laurent, man. Neon Vibes. Great artwork, too, man. That's just a that's a summertime version of their double dry hopped IPA. Okay. So it was, the volume was turned down, man. It was like 6.4%. Killer artwork on this thing, too, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that I'm going to go with that.
That was your standout?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Mine might be the Swift IPA, but we were drinking that. But I'll go another Hopewell beer, which was the Power, the People Power.
People Power.
So it's a wheat ale. And then I believe a percentage of this beer was going to charity, too.
Right on.
So, yeah, it was just a great, like, hoppy wheat ale. So it kind of blends that line of pale ale and New England IPA. So it was really nice. Like, I would have, I kind of wanted another one when I was there.
And they're the only crew in town that I can think of that make these classy little pins that I can put on my little lapel if I ever wear a sport jacket.
Yeah.
Hopewell. Oh, okay. Hopewell's the only crew that does
their H's. It's a
yeah, it's that. And it's got the gold trim and the black backdrop. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can get a roaster
like
one if you
Letterman,
want.
Letterman jacket. Like,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks good. Cool. All right. What about a little bit of beer news before we wrap up here? Anything been happening?
A little shift left of beer. Let's talk about Lost Lake, man. It's not too far from that strip on Milwaukee you were talking about where Hopewell is.
Mm-hmm.
Lost Lake went down to the Tale of the Tale. That's the annual cocktail convention down in New Orleans.
Okay.
And they walked home with the 2018 Best American Cocktail Bar.
Whoa.
Right. That's a big deal. So cheers to those guys, man. I love Lost Lake.
Lost Lake is fun. That banana one. Have you gotten the one with the banana? Yeah. Like, that looks like a dolphin.
Yes. Yeah. Everything about that place is done with love. I tell you, even when they went to Madagascar, the Lost Lake crew, and they invited the Anvil to come up. And Anvil's in Houston, Texas. And they did this kind of 70s, like, retro, like, Texas tiki disco.
Okay.
You know, and even that was really good. Like, every time they do something, they do it, like, they give a fuck about it. So I'm excited for them.
What I like, it's a it's basically a tiki bar. Yeah. No one's been to the Lost Lake. But it's not like a Trader Todd's, like, over the top, right? Like, tiki, like, bamboo everywhere. Yeah. It's more like a tiki dive bar. Like, it has that, like,
fair.
It's kind of dark in there. You're just kind of sitting on a stool most of the time. Yeah. And, but then you have these, like, really fancy-looking cocktails.
Yeah.
Well, closer to maybe what what's the spot? Like, that's downstairs. That's a Let Us Entertain You place. Over by
not Hub 51.
Not Hub 51.
Oh, yeah, Three Dots and a Dash.
Three Dots and a Dash. Well,
he
that.
Came from, you know, yeah. McGee.
Yeah, but
he came from Three Dots. Yeah.
So it has a similar vibe as that, where it's not, it's a tiki lounge, but kind of weirdly basement-y dive bar.
Yeah, that one's a bar that sells tiki drinks, Three Dots and a Dash. It's a bar that sells tiki drinks. I think, like, this place, Lost Lake, is a tiki bar, right?
Right. No, Three Dots and a Dash is. Do they sell other things?
Oh, I mean, like,
you're not going to Lost Lake for three dots and a dash
for something other than tiki.
Yeah, like, okay. You may have. Yeah. I think they have, like, bar snacks, but they have, like, they kind of suck, and they're really just, like, kitschy kind of tropical things that you might have. But you want to go to Three Dots and a Dash with, like, your mom or your aunt and get, like, a big punch bowl and stuff like that. And then you want to do that with Lost Lake, too, but you can go there and get, like, that dolphin banana thing.
Dolphin banana thing. It's got the little soaked dark cherry in the mouth, too. Man, that place is good.
Those drinks are sneaky, right? Like, you, like, Lost, Three Dots and a Dash, you, like, you're in the basement, so when you walk out, you're, like, you feel like you come out of, like, oh, where was I? But Lost Lake, you're, like, on the street. So when you walk out, you're like, oh, crap, I'm just right here. Like, you have, like, zero time to adjust. Yeah, and you're just, like, in the middle of the city.
Yeah, that's the best thing that Three Dots has going for it, is that the little, because you'll get, you know, you won't find it right away.
No, you got to go down an alley.
Yeah, you have to go down an alley with, like, a tiki torch to get to it.
Yeah. Nice, but congrats to them.
Yeah, man, cheers to those guys, man. That's actually all I have in news, man.
Cool. I'm going to have to make it over there again. Yeah. All right. Well, then that's going to do it for this week's episode. Nick needs to feel better so you can get out there and drink some more. But when you're not recording, where can people find you?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. You can find Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, Chicago Beer Pass. Posting lots of photos there. You needed a selfie with Slick Rick. You should have got one.
We tried.
Yeah.
It's shitty, but we got one, but it's kind of shitty.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So check us out there. Facebook, we're sharing other events. Usually links to where you can buy tickets or just say you're going to some of these events. So check that out. And then we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.